I remember how many times in confirmation class or other circumstances, the question comes up, why does God forgive us in so many different ways? Confession, absolution, preaching of the word, the hearing of the word, reading of the word, the reception of the Lord's Supper, holy baptism. And I think I always answer, it's just God is plenteous in his offerings for us for surety. And I remember the statement which the Lutheran confessions adopt of Augustine, that it's not the absence of the sacrament which condemns, but the despising of it. So we can trust fully that even though our reception of the supper may not be so frequent now or at all, given our circumstances, if we're one of the vulnerable groups, we can be absolutely sure of the word of God. We can be absolutely sure of our baptism. We can be absolutely certain of eternal life, forgiveness, salvation, and richly so. You know, Luther said if he were among those who did not believe and therefore did not administer the actual body and blood of Christ, he would rather go his entire life than receive that sacrament from someone who did not confess the true body and blood of Christ for the forgiveness of sins. So the Lord will preserve us. And, you know, I just think finally, when we're back together at that altar, I think of my own context when I'm both distributing and both receiving at the altar where I serve and the altar where I receive. I think that will be one of the most joyous days of my earthly life.